This is Michigan Ag Today, and we're on the line with John Kraft, who covers Southern Michigan, a technical agronomist for Channel Seed. It is a Channel Seed growing season update. And as we near the middle of August, still early August, John, but how do things look overall? And are we looking at a lot of variety as you look across Southern Michigan, or are there some commonalities from one part of the state to the other?
Yeah, weather seems to be the major differential here. So the west side of the state under a moderate drought stress as we, kind of diagonal up into that Saginaw Valley area. Also, persists, but it's really isolated. Some fields, get rain and your neighbor's field might not. So that's plagued some issues as we think about pollination and early yield development.
At this point in the year, talk about possible results come harvest, just in general. Are you optimistic that there could be some pretty good yields?
Yeah, I am. There's still a lot of yield potential to gain here. Corn yields, the max has been set. And obviously, with any issues that persist in the industry with pollination, you can end up with some tip back, as well as, those pockets of severe drought stress. Pollen and silk shed would have hampered off as well. But there is still a lot of grain fill. As we think about soybeans, early season drought stress doesn't have as severe of impact as we get into, pod fill and seed fill. That's when, optimal water conditions, really is going to drive that yield or, take the top end of it out.
Let's talk about scouting and at this point in the season, what a farmer can find in the fields and some things that maybe he should be looking for.
Yeah, the hot one for Michigan has always been tar spot. And I would say weather patterns haven't, it's widespread. It's out there. I believe 18 counties as of today in the corn growing region of Michigan have tar spot confirmed. But the severity, I would say, is still in that low threshold now. It's not probably one that I would pull fungicide applications yet. We're still in that very critical, R1 to R2 growth stages, and there's still a lot of yield to protect in those, areas unaffected by the drought. Soybeans, am getting some, calls about Japanese beetles. They've been pretty bad this year. So at this point, you're looking for 20% defoliation as a threshold to spray for those. Spider mites are another one as you think about those drought-stressed areas. If you get an inch of rain, that can knock them off and allow the fungal control to come back. But if you're not going to have that, you really should be scouting your field edges. That's where they're going to come in first, especially if it's, bordering any weedy field fence lines or ditch banks. At that point though, you're scouting, you're looking, with a magnifying glass, they're pretty small, or you can shake the leaves onto white paper and you're looking for movement there. So your organophosphates would be, your best control if you've got them. They don't fly, so, but wind can disperse them into the, whole field.
And John, widespread or isolated for these pests?
Yeah, they're pretty specific to field to field. The big driver there is, local environmental conditions. So, high temps over 85, low humidity, and then low moisture. That's where you're going to see the spider mites tick up.
Talk more about that drought and how widespread that might be. And you're talking specifically western part of Michigan.
Yeah, the western coastline, starting, down towards the southern edge of the southern edge of Michigan. But as you get up into like Grand Rapids area, it does get quite a bit more severe where, last rain, greater part of 14, 21 days ago. So the leaf rolling over there and soybeans flipping over, just to preserve as much water as they can. As we get into that Saginaw Valley area, kind of on that diagonal, again, it's probably a little bit more isolated pockets, but, those fields where it has drought conditions are pretty pretty severe.
As far as management moves a farmer may take, what fields should he be focusing on?
Yeah, I would focus on your fields that have the best yield potential. I mean, you need to get the baselines, the ones that are stressed, to finish out as best as they can. But if you're looking at, you know, high input, high management decisions, I would focus those on the ones that have the best yield potential left. So a good way to look for that is just, you know, go out and do pod counts on your soybeans and on, you know, a variation of the field. You know, and really just monitoring, you know, for white mold. I don't suspect that to be a widespread issue. But, you know, just kind of keeping an eye on it. If there's any, you know, late season fungicides, just again, protect that pod fill timing. On corn, you know, you can tear back the husk on your ears and see, you know, what tip back you have already at this point. If it's actively green silking and you're curious what is, you know, received pollen shed and what hasn't, again, you can tear back that husk, flip it over and start shaking it. And as those silks get pollinated, they'll actually detach from the ovule. And so those silks will just fall off. And anything that's left still held onto the cob, you know, has been unpollinated. So if there's stress or not active pollen shed, you can kind of count those out. But they probably aren't going to pollinate at this point. So those are some good ways to scout, you know, both corn and soybeans and just kind of understanding your yield potential.
Well, let's hope for a good finish to the season. What kind of weather would be helpful at this point? And are you concerned about a hot, dry August? Obviously, for the western part of Michigan, you are.
Yeah, I am. I am, for the areas already drought prone. August typically doesn't bring big, heavy rains, although it'd be nice. Looking at the forecast, there's a small chance of rain this afternoon and looks like next early part of next week for much of the state is going to be the next chance. But yeah, moisture at this point, I believe will be probably the biggest yield limiter. One other concern, that I have is maybe, you know, as we think about this delayed, pollination or, you know, early season emergent stress, prolonging that green silking period, ear molds could be a concern. So it's definitely one I'd want to stay on top of. And, you know, those fields that, you know, had a pollination window greater than five days would be the ones that I would focus on more and just kind of scouting that early harvest window and get them before the molds ramp up and you get DON or vomitoxin levels at a high amount.
John Kraft, covering Southern Michigan, as a technical agronomist for Channel Seed. And John, we appreciate that Channel Seed growing season update today.
Yeah, thank you.